Jason Lee Podcast.
Welcome to an all new episode of the Jason Lee Podcast. Feels good today on this good old Monday. It's Monday, right?
Yeah.
Love a Monday. Hopefully you're at work watching this. Just don't get caught, because if Donald Trump has anything to say, you'll get fired. The internet is crazy, and I'm telling you right now, please allow Hollywood Unlocked, the Jason Lee Podcast, the Jason Lee Show, my Instagram, my Facebook, now my TikTok, and any other thing that I'm doing, even city council, please use that as your escape from the world. Today I was scrolling down social media, and you would think the exorcism is happening in D.C. I'm not subscribing to fear-mongering. I'm going to stay the course. Let's all lock into our, you know, whatever our politics are. Let's be very clear about the world we want to see, because remember, you voted for it. So if you wonder what I've been up to, I got a special delivery. And guess what? Marina broke federal law opening it.
Oh. What? I need to make sure it was not like something
like a
bomb in
there. Government official now. You can go to federal prison. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, listen, this is what happened today before I got to work. Then I reboxed it and then did it for you. Take a look. Okay. I am here at the Jason Lee studio, and I have a delivery, and we're going to go see what it is. Let me get my coffee. Excuse me. The vice mayor is on the move. Excuse me. I'm going to go in here. Da-da-da-da-da. I have, move out the way. No, come this. Go. Yes. Okay. So I am going to put this here, because unboxing something and holding the mic just requires too much. Now, I want to be clear that I never, ever lie about anything. Well, there was the queen, but that wasn't a lie. That was a mistake. Listen, I never lie about anything. I have been telling y'all from day one that I am as instrumental in hip hop as any rapper in your iPhone right now. And I'm now going to prove it. Okay, so remember I asked y'all, what did WAP stand for? Where are the plaques? Well, I know where the plaque is now. It's in my studio. WAP. Where are the plaques? They're right here, baby. And look at whose name is on it. Jason Lee. So before you say it's I did anything special, no. All I did was introduce Megan to Cardi. WAP. Where are the plaques? And I got mine from Atlantic Records.
Yes.
Now, this did not come from Cardi B as a gift for doing any payola, like some of you barbs would probably like to say. This is because I introduced Cardi to Megan. And for those of you that won't give me the credit for that, Megan, just know that that happened, and I'm so glad to finally get my my plaque. All right, well, listen, enough of that. Let's go ahead and get straight to what you showed up for. It's the tea with Jason Lee. You got a messy desk, spend time with the late nights and profanity a lot? Well, guess what? There's a new study that says that messy desk, late nights, and profanity have something in common. According to researchers, they are all surprisingly connected to intelligence. Now, science says that messy people like Rob, night owls like Marina, and people who cuss like sailors, not like me, are smarter than other people. Now, these claims are backed by the findings of scientists from the University of Minnesota. Their study states that geniuses leave their desks messy because they invest the time needed to clean and organize the more important stuff. Now, geniuses are more willing to tolerate external disorder in exchange for the mental clarity and creative freedom necessary for solving complex problems and pushing the boundaries of their intellectual capabilities. Scientists also say that when the sky goes dark, and you lay your head on that pillow, that's the moment when the most groundbreaking ideas come to you, which is why sleep is one of the most most important things successful people sacrifice in order to achieve greatness. Now, during work hours, your brain is just too busy processing miscellaneous info. And now when it comes to cussing, we know society and etiquette norms generally frown upon the use of profanity, even claiming it lowers intelligence or makes you appear less smart. Now, I could say when my delivery in the past used to be wild and have a lot of F-bombs and this and that in it, I think that's the thing that people were distracted by, right? Is it because the profanity is so jarring, or people just don't want to see what they do in private, in public?
I don't know. Because I enjoy profanity in certain circumstances. Like, there are some, you know, actresses and comedians who, like, love profanity, and it's, I enjoy it, and they don't seem less intelligent to me, like a Lunel or a Tasha Smith. Like, I love the energy they bring, so it doesn't seem less intelligent to me, and I think it's just you being who you are.
Yeah,
nothing wrong
with
that.
I feel like cuss words are like accessories to, you know, whatever you're talking about. So,
well, I wouldn't say messy people are smart. I think it makes you creative. Like, if you're messy, you have to think about how to clean up shit or gather somebody really fast. And I can say the thing that makes me trip over my feet a little bit more now is I do think about what I'm saying more now than I did before, which I don't like. When you just say whatever you want, it just flows out in a way that just gathers the whole room, and I miss that. Well, however, the opposite is true. And these stereotypes that we just talked about simply do not hold. Now, intelligent individuals often use curse words, and there are two things at play here. One, not knowing any curse words may limit your vocabulary. And two, when intelligent people cuss, it serves as a means to release negative energy, allowing them to regain focus and redirect their energy towards finding a solution to a problem. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because when I cuss and I let somebody have it, it does make me feel a lot better.
You know what?
Do you think now that you are the vice mayor that is limiting your ability to, like, have the freedom to express yourself in that way?
Fuck no.
Great. And I think it shouldn't.
Fuck no. Fuck that shit. I feel like you should express yourself however you see fit. I mean, you don't need to drop necessary fuck bombs like I did, but I just did that for you, entertain you at home. No, but I don't, you know, I'm not going to do it at city council. I'm not going to do it in a classroom with kids. But, you know, if behind closed doors I need to get my point across, there may be a couple expletives used or whatever. But I will say, in the just, I do know that the delivery of things, whether you're in a meeting, even a city council meeting recently, when I was addressing something, I was firm. I wasn't cussing. I wasn't threatening. But people took that as, oh my God, that was an attack. So I think it's all subjective. Do I think messy people are smarter people?
I feel like that. I don't know if that's true, because then you can't say that cleaner people are stupid.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm a little bit crazy with cleaning. I will say, your desk, when I first got here, when I first
not
came
too
on board,
much.
Was a little messy.
Because I had no organization.
Yeah.
And shout out to Andrew. He organized everything.
Organized
so
it
now
all.
It's not as bad. Your desk is super, super clean and organized, which means you're stupid.
Well, if I was stupid, I wouldn't be running the company, I don't think.
Oh, we are $6 million short. We'll talk about that lawsuit later. I wonder what you guys think. Do you think messy people are smart and clean people are stupid? I think this is a stupid topic, by the way.
I don't, because I was going to say something about the other part. You are a person who I think recently is embracing sleeping, but you don't sleep, or you
ever.
Used to, and you're like, when I'm awake, I'm working. That's your thing, but you would never sleep. I'm like,
I woke up this morning so stressed out. I think I called you many times, but you were busy doing something.
And you called me up.
I was stressed out because I'm having this thing where I feel like, I don't know, I just feel very overwhelmed. Right now, everything's about time management. There is so much going on at the same time, and there's key priorities that we have to meet. I think I even called you today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, saying like, we gotta, you know, the world's falling.
Yeah.
I always think I'm just in a complete failure whenever things are not perfect.
If I get a call from you or a text before 8 a.m., I know you're stressed.
Yeah, well, you got that call. Let me know in the comments if you think that messy people are smart and clean people are stupid.
God.
Goodbye. Do women leave men more easily? That's the question that we're going to ask. Now, we all know with marriage comes sacrifices and compromises, but we live in a time now where divorces aren't as taboo as they once were. If you are unhappy, no one bats an eye if you file for divorce, which now leads to a recent debate on social media. Why should a man get married when women leave so easily? Now, the question was initially posed on It's Giving podcast, and self-love guru Dr. Sarah Fontenot said this.
Why should a man get married when women leave so easily?
This is what I think. Most women are so bought into the vision of marriage that they never really consider what it means to be a wife. So then when they get into marriage and now they are a wife, they hate the role because they don't know what it is.
Mm.
And most times, because in society, they make you feel like you need to get married and start a family, they choose the person that they like the most. Maybe even they love the most in that moment. But marriage is not something that should be based inside of, I like this person enough. They were persistent enough. They were romantic enough. Marriage, to make it in the long haul, has to be rooted in something real, like mm-hmm. God, purpose, and alignment, similar core values. And so if you don't have that, a man really doesn't want to get married. But if he does get married and it's not rooted in the right things, she will leave. So a woman is leaving if she's doing wrong partner choice and if the man is doing wrong partner choice. If we're doing wrong partner choice, then you shouldn't want to get married.
Right.
But you should absolutely want to get married if you are aligned with someone rooted in God, rooted in your purpose, and submitted to the mission of alignment for your life, in my personal opinion.
I don't know a lot of women these days that are rooted in much other than a Birkin, a BBL, or wanting a man to take care of them. Really, like, I don't know many, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know what your friend group looks like, but the most of the people that I know are not looking for a man deeply rooted in his faith. They don't look at the man that would be the best to raise their healthy children. They looking for a come up or somebody to get them off their friend's couch. I don't know. I just don't see people full of morals these days. And look, I'll throw me in there. I don't know that I'm looking at, that's the person I could raise my children with. No. We ain't thinking about that. Maybe in Alabama, maybe in like Missouri or North Dakota, but like LA, New York, Miami, Atlanta, all the states that, or cities that I visit. Nah, those women want to be a Kardashian so bad. They'll even be Kourtney just for the sake of being in that conversation. And it, very rare, like when I see couples working, I'm like, okay, those are people who knew what they wanted. They didn't let the glitz and glamour of entertainment or the reality shows of the world or the social media trash distract them. But I don't know many people that are literally focused on finding a partner to build a happy family with. I could be wrong.
I think you're wrong. But I have a lot of females that are in my friend circles that are looking for like true love, commitment, connection. That, like, we have a mutual, Sada, she wants a, like,
I went to London with you and one of your friends and she was looking to get laid. She wasn't looking.
What? No, she wasn't. She's was looking laid to get in the bed married, with him. But she again, she's one of those people.
Did she get married with him?
She wanted to, but it turned out being a douchebag. He had a girlfriend.
And my point is, most people, no matter how good you think you are douchebags.
But no, we're saying in this instance, and this is why I think the title to this section is kind of like a horrible, like, perspective to view it from a woman's perspective. I think they are gaslighting women in this situation, but like, she was looking for love, but the way this is titled is like gaslighting women into believing they're the problem in a situation. I don't think that's the case. I think she was right. If people go into marriage for the wrong reasons, it's going to fall apart, but I don't think it's a woman's fault. And that's why men shouldn't date a woman, like, that's, or marry a woman. That's ridiculous.
But see, I interpret the headline and I agree with it, that women leave men more than, like, a man's never going to quit the relationship.
But it's, so men shouldn't marry women because women are
leaving.
Yeah,
I don't think that that's what that means. But I do think, like, a man's never going to leave the relationship. They just are complacent and whatever. And a girl's going to leave.
My friend Fredo leaves all his relationships.
Yeah, you know what?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's a different case.
He leave him and just leave him on red, too. He's cold-hearted. Men do leave their relationships. I think women mm-hmm. are emotional creatures who get emotionally attached. And then whenever a man is not... does not show up the way they want them to, they become emotionally unavailable and they bounce.
The right? girl, the woman. Yeah.
As they should.
And I think a woman's going to leave more than a man. Like, a woman's going to break up. Like, when I hear guys breaking up with their girlfriends, I'm like, huh? Because I don't think that
women,
happens.
I think, nowadays leave men for stupid shit. Like, you know, you don't look at a man and say, I'm going to build with him and hold him down no matter what he goes through. Most women don't. They're like, okay, if he can't take me to a Laker game, I'm out. Will.
Yeah. Who are these women you were talking about? I think these are the thoughts in the club, because this is not...
First of all, are your little fake box wine drinking friends that you hang with that don't have no man? Don't even get me to reading, because Vice Mayor or not, y'all already know that God put this mic in my hand to be able to educate the world. What friend of yours, how many female friends of yours right now are married?
That's quite a few. No, that's quite a few. Like,
there are not quite a few. Yes, every time are. I see you, you're sipping Riesling with another single female.
Not Riesling.
Wait, by single female, do you mean? Wait, it's only two genders now.
Lord have mercy. Lord.
I wasn't talking about T.S. Madison. I'm talking about the girls that you hang with.
Not that, the girls, the girls.
They are looking for love in relationships. A lot of them are single, but I do have some married friends, female friends.
You have trans friends?
I don't think I have any close circle trans friends, unfortunately. No. No, because let me say,
I think that women can move on easily or easier than men. And I think in particular is that most of you women are dating homosexuals, men who need a place to live and they have nowhere to go if you break up with them. So why would they leave?
But see, Steve Harvey used to always say too on our show that guys, if it wasn't a woman pressing him, a man would never get married ever. Do you guys agree with that?
I think so.
Well, if a woman presses me.
You know, I guess, yeah, this is the wrong crowd to ask these questions.
No, because I think most men are going to be like, I mean, if I don't have to commit, I can dip around.
If you can have the cow, I mean, the milk without buying a cow, why not? I guess.
I'm lactose intolerant.
You know what?
Well, I wonder what you guys think. Do you think that women leave men more easily?
Yeah.
Well, most men leave their baby mamas more easily. I mean, more, you know. Somebody said something to me yesterday. Said show me a picture of this. I said, ask me. It'd be easier if you asked me for a picture with my dad in the picture. I'm not gonna get one. You know.
Oh God.
May he rest in peace. All right. Bye. Now this is a question that Rob knows nothing about. How powerful is celibacy? Now, is celibacy and abstinence as powerful as people say? Now, everybody has their needs, and sometimes you need them tended to. But in some cases, it's not worth the headache, or you simply just need to take care of yourself without distractions. While appearing on the Ambrosia for Heads podcast, Redman admitted that for 2.5 years, he fasted from having sex and smoking. He said celibacy and no smoking was the best thing he's ever done in his life. Listen.
My girl and I broke up maybe 3-4 years ago. I was going through such a shit divorce that lasted 7 years, 7 to 8 years of straight court divorce. I had so much on my plate. And I actually fasted 2.5 years. No fucking, no smoking.
Wow.
Straight 2.5 years. And it was the best thing I could have ever done in my life. Celibacy, 2.5 years, no smoking, 2.5 years. And it was the best thing and believe me, I wanted to. I was fighting it. I was fighting, I was sweating. I was in my house going crazy because I lived alone. I live alone. So I was in my house going crazy. I was constantly talking to myself, me and God, and we just back and forth. You would think that it was people living in my house, how much I was talking to myself, but I made it. And it was the best thing I could have ever did in my life. And it cleared out so much distractions. Now my reception is more clear now. And smoking to quit it is nothing for me now. Having no sex is nothing for me now because it was all feeding the flesh. And that's basically how the world is turning now. We're feeding the flesh. We're feeding what's good for us, which is not maybe good for the soul and spirit. So once I did that, long story short, I was able to control how I move, what I like, what is not good for me, my soul, my mind. So anyone that's trying to just cut out something indefinitely, try a fast first and then maybe try it with some friends. So you can support each other along that road.
Why cut out alcohol? I've been sober almost 17 months, if not 17 months by now. So it is possible, but celibacy. Could you do 2 years?
I've done 2 years.
No, you haven't.
No,
you have not.
I mean, it was unintentional.
Yeah, from 2 to 3 and 4.
No, I mean, it was unintentional. I just wasn't finding anybody to connect with. But again, like if you have a vice, yeah, like if it's something that's like causing you to split your focus in a negative way to it, like smoking or sex excessively, fine, like have a fast, but 2.5 years is a long time.
I think that's okay.
2.5 years? Mm-hmm. So, but celibacy, if I'm correct, means you can't even masturbate.
I was wondering if he was including that.
I mean, it means completely no action.
I don't know.
But I feel like for guys, that's harder than girls. I feel like for girls, I can go 10 years. What's up? Swear to God. This is weird to talk about with you guys. But
Well, I, you know, recently I ran into Jeremy Meeks because, you know, we're from the same
Prison Bay.
Prison Bay. He has been, he's been celibate now for 2 years, like completely celibate. And I'm not going to tell his story because I want him to come and tell it on the show because I was just like, looking like that. Damn. Must be hard.
Be like that.
And he's not releasing
nothing.
Nothing. That can't be healthy either.
Yeah, don't you have to as a guy like let your things out?
I don't know nothing about holding nothing back. So this is kind of interesting. Well, Redman isn't the only pro celibacy celebrity and Jeremy Meeks, but in July 2024, Maya revealed that she'd been celibate for 7 years and boasted about all the benefits, mental reset, and clarity that it gave her. In May 2024, Lenny Kravitz revealed that he'd been celibate for 9 years.
See? Yes.
Huh? Okay, you can't be celibate and be in a relationship. Absolutely.
No way.
If you're celibate in a relationship, it's because one of you contracted HIV and you just want to be nice.
Or one person is a beard and you just...
Clock that.
Where's it at?
Yeah!
You come home talking about you want to be celibate? Problem. Hey, you know. Straight out of the gate. For real. Because let me say this. If you want to be celibate and you're in a relationship with somebody, do they have then the right to go and sleep with other people?
I think that's a selfish decision to make if you're in a relationship without consulting your partner first. Because now you're depriving your partner of something that they were expecting in the relationship.
But I do think a lot of relationships are built off of sex. So if you go in like, hey, maybe our relationship is just built off of sex. So let's just not have sex for like 6 months and see if we still like each other.
When you get with a partner, is it fair to say your body's mine?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, they control their body, but they should feel like they should feel an obligation.
Yeah, yeah, right. Absolutely, like that's part of the agreement. Like, mm-hmm. I think the physical connection is part of the agreement, unless y'all are just asexual and don't have sex at all.
When you're in a relationship, does your partner, and your partner says, you know, I just don't want to have sex for this week? Isn't that like that's fair game to cheat?
What? No,
definitely not.
If your partner.
I do that. I tell Max I don't want to fuck.
So then you let him go outside.
Fuck no.
Why?
Are you crazy?
Why?
Because what? That's just 7 days. I'm not telling him fucking seven.
7 days. If you tell me I can't have sex for 7 days, I'm going outside.
That's correct. 7 days is nothing. That goes by like this. Look, last Friday, I don't even like that.
7 hours.
I feel like that's most marriages. They don't be having sex for like 8 months. Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't get it.
Who said that?
I talk to a lot
You're
of couples.
Friends with the Riesling again.
No.
But see.
No, when I talk to couples who are married, they'd be like, oh, the sex dies down. And I'm like, well, y'all okay, got to spice this
you,
up.
What's the longest you would allow your partner to say, we're not having sex? You're in a committed relationship.
Maybe a week. Maybe. That's a long time.
4 days max.
I'm saying a couple months.
See, y'all getting divorced at that point.
Okay, but there's a staff member in the building that's in a relationship, and he said with his girlfriend he wants to have sex 3 times a day. That's to me OD. That's too much.
There's a coworker where?
No, there's a worker at the building who says that.
Why are you guys so involved with these workers? First of all, they're all watching the show because they're all fucking nosy.
He
especially
won't mind.
The horrible valet person down there.
Oh God.
His black ass. If he don't keep it, listen.
I love the staff here.
If you ever make it to the Jason Lee studio, please park around the corner. Your car might get robbed, but at least everything in it will still potentially be there when you go back.
We all had stuff go missing, the valet.
That's what I was saying.
Park around the corner.
Yeah, pay attention.
Oh.
See, if you weren't celebrating,
you know. This is so weird.
Oh, God.
To talk about.
Well, reacting to the admission, rapper Ice-T, you know, he's with Coco with the big milk jugs.
Not Coco with the big milk jugs.
Rapper Ice-T said he was on some weirdo shit. And 50 Cent has also admitted to practicing abstinence to keep calm and focused on his businesses. And Omarion has been someone to practice celibacy, too. And even Nick Cannon, which... had to be a long time ago because he's had 12 children since. In February 2022, to be exact, Nick claimed that he started a celibacy journey after conceiving his 8th child. He claimed he was out of control, The journey was short-lived because after that, he went on to have 5 more kids. Total 13.
Oh, God.
I don't know that. I think people need to start having conversations with their partner. I think if you are in a relationship with somebody you really love and they decide that they want to be celibate, that should give you the automatic pass to go outside. Absolutely. And you know what?
But
you sit at home. You sit at home. You eat your dinner, and you wait for me to come home after I do what I need to do. No?
No. Because what if they say no? Unless you have that agreement.
But that's, you have an open relationship.
Yeah, if you have an open relationship.
But then at that point, no. Open is when.
What if it's a dry spell?
I'm giving myself to you. You're giving yourself to me. We love each other. Everything's great. You change up the rules, and then I'm still fucking.
I don't know. I mean, if you say after a week,
then
you
get a pass.
But I mean, like, I wrote about it in my book. Well, I don't know if I put it in my book. Maybe I did. But, like, that one relationship I was in, that was when I had a sex addiction. Which, by the way, for those of you that don't know, sex addiction is a real thing. Mm-hmm. I've experienced it one time to the extent that we had to have sex every single day. And it was, like, 4 times a day for a year. For our first year. It was, like, we were like almost dying, right? But we were young. We were like in our early, I was in my early 30s.
Just dehydrated.
Oh, you drink lots of water. You take a nap when you can. But it's one of those things where like I grew out of that. But if I was with somebody now, after 4 days, we're still not intimate, I'm going to be like, what's the problem?
I agree.
Now, the 5th day, you still saying no? It would that literally change how I feel about
but
you.
But once you're with somebody for years, like,
I will hate you.
No.
Yeah, after 5 days, I'm going to be like, what's the problem? Oh, nothing's a problem. I'm just not feeling it. Okay, well, I'm going to be back. I'm going to go to the store.
That means you're not interested anymore. So I might find somebody who's interested in. Like, if you don't want to be intimate with me and we're in a relationship, a problem is brewing.
And you can't have your cake and eat it, too. I'll say, okay, you know what? Cool. How about this? You don't like to have sex a lot. I do. How about we have sex 3 days a week, and then, you know, the rest of the time, I'm free to do what I want. You got to pick and choose, because I really feel like it's your partner's job to make sure you're pleased. And job is to make sure you're pleased.
I agree with that.
So once you change the rules, it's like, good, every man for himself.
Listen, but a week is crazy, because with a girl, they're a menstrual cycle last days, so I'm not trying to do
Some
anything.
Some men love pennies.
To run the red light.
Yeah. That's what
I'm not letting nobody run a red light on me.
Some men love a nice smell of a penny.
Copper pennies or not.
Isn't that why they make red towels?
You know what?
I had a friend in high school who said that. Swear to you. She was we were so
it
young.
Was a she too.
Yeah, she was like, "Oh, I just put down a red towel." We were like, "Oh my God.
Put down a red towel so you don't know?"
No, so that it just she ain't gonna put a white towel down.
Just go in and shower at that point.
I don't know her.
Why does that button sound like Sean? Well, either way, I want to know what you guys think. You know, celibacy, is that a good thing, a bad thing? And then when can you, you know, go hook up with somebody else if they're tripping? All right, goodbye.
Oh, God.
Now, this is a cardinal sin in a relationship, snooping through Bae's phone. You know, I have a really weird rule. It's not really weird. It's understandable for me, but I've learned this over time. I don't allow phones in the bedroom.
I think that's fair.
You know, you can secretly record now. Mm-hmm. Just turn your phone on record and lay it down. Mm-hmm. Somebody go to sleep, they lean over, and now they're filming you. I don't let phones in the bedroom, and I just don't trust people nowadays. There was this time I had met somebody a long time ago, and the only place we could meet up was in Hawaii because they had moved to Hawaii. So I flew to Hawaii on some, like, on the low. I told everybody I was not feeling well, and I was off social media for a little while, and I snuck to Hawaii, and this is what I deserve. I take them to dinner. We're at this beautiful rooftop overlooking Honolulu, and I was like, you know, I was exhausted because I had been all over different states, but I said, you know what, I gotta take a nap. And they were like, well, I live on the other side of the island. I said, okay, well, I can either send you home. Oh, no, I can just go to your room, and I'll wait. Well, I'll lay there while you take a nap. I said, okay. And as soon as we got to the room, I said, can you put your phone in the safe? And that was at the time in the safe. And so they started, like, they had a reaction, like, that's rude. How dare you? I ain't one of these people. I said, okay. So I felt guilty. Went to sleep. Woke up. They were laying next to me doing a whole video. Became a whole thing. Had to take the phone, delete everything. So now don't let phones in the bedroom. But my question now, when it comes to you in a relationship with your partner, and you seem like the sneaky type, Marina, do you approve of going through your partner's phone? Do you? Mm-hmm. So right now, do you have a relationship with Max where if you say, let me see your phone, he'll give it to you? Mm-hmm. And vice versa?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a lie.
I don't like him taking my phone.
He can't go through your phone.
Well, he can, but he's more like chill about his phone. But even when I first started dating him, when he was in the shower, I went through his phone to double check. Can this be my man? Let me see if he's a hoe. Mm-hmm. That's law. Every girl should do that.
That means there's no trust, which means I can't be in a relationship with someone who doesn't trust me, who feels like they have to go through my phone.
No, I just feel like people are very sneaky. People live double lives. When you're first dating somebody,
I feel like the people who want to go through the phone are the people who have their phone should be checked.
I'll go a step further. I don't care. Like, as long as I don't see it, I don't care. Like, I don't care.
It's outside, out of mind.
Yeah, because guess what? I know we all want, in an ideal world, we all want that picket fence with matching PJs, the cute little dog with the nice designer collar, and photos near a fireplace for Instagram. I get it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want that. I know that we live in an imperfect world where people are not perfect and people make mistakes. The mistake is when people try to live up, this is just my opinion, to like unreasonable expectations of perfection, right? I don't want a person that is going to be with other, like creating other relationships. But if there's something going on that I don't know about, it doesn't hurt me. Why does it matter? Because I won't even know unless I go snooping.
Or they bring something home.
Right. Yeah, but I got my aptitude shot. I'm prepared.
This is true.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, but again, I'm being funny, but you have those conversations. I just feel like when you look for things, you find things.
Absolutely.
I was the type of girl, even when I went on like my like fifth or sixth date with a guy, I'll be looking to see like what the code is and the password. Like, all right, cool. Or even like, you know, when you go on a date with someone and like they go to the bathroom, like leave your phone face up. If you're going to the bathroom and the guy puts their phone like this, face down, you're hiding something.
Well, how about this? It's his phone and none of your damn business.
Oh, it's my damn business.
No,
it's not.
Okay. So do you guys allow your partners to have friends of the same sex? Well, in our case, it's different. I don't want my boyfriend to have gay friends, though. Nope. Because the gays are messy. All you gays.
Oh, my
And you know
God.
What? This can go. Do your thing, TikTok.
But
Gay men, I'm speaking to all of you. I'm speaking so to messy. You because you are messy. I will not date a man who has gay friends.
But I don't see you dating a man who has all like girls as friends either.
Yeah, I would. I don't care. Oh. I mean, well, I don't want to date anybody that has any friends.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I'd rather be, you know, how amazing would it be to be locked into a relationship with somebody where like it's just y'all? Isn't that what y'all got? I mean, you guys have friends, but like y'all not. See, I'd be okay with that. I would be okay. I would be okay. Okay, most of the people I deal with or have dealt with, I ain't dealing with nobody like that right now. But they become friends with my friends. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, if Rob went and hung out with my partner, I wouldn't be tripping because I already know my friends. My friends are not going to mess with my partners,
correct.
And my friends aren't going to let my partners be messy around on me. Mm-hmm. So I'm very secure in my friend group. But outside my friend group, my partner is not allowed.
Friends?
It is not. No, you can have friends,
you know,
but it is not permissible to be friends with the gays. I've never had a partner that wanted to go to the gay club with his gay friends. Never. Because we don't respect boundaries. We don't care about you being in a relationship. Am I lying?
Okay, but you have
hold on. Gay, am I lying?
Not
we
really.
We don't care. Rob, if he off that Tito's, will sit up there and tell you his life story and how you were designed for him, and you can show him your marriage certificate photos of your dogs, and he will sit right there and go just like this. This will be Rob. Right?
And Will.
Rob
don't care.
Well, where's he at?
That is true.
Where's he at?
I don't do that. I don't try to break up happy homes. I never try to break up happy homes. I mean,
do you try to join them?
If they have open relationships, why not?
We should just stop talking. No, but the reality is gay men.
Okay, no. But you have gay friends, so?
Very few.
See, but what if you had very few?
Friends. I know a lot of gays, but like friends. Nah, not a lot. And those are people that would never betray me. Never, ever. Gay, and I can say this because I'm a part of the community, so y'all can go, you know, tell your story to Donald Trump. The gay men are messy.
But well, a good time. I know that.
No, good time socially, but I'm saying in terms of being friends with your boyfriend. What?
They're going to try to take them.
And it could, because it'd be the little subtle messages they'll give. Mm-hmm. They may not even try. You know, I never lie. I just say things that people don't want to hear. They'll say little stuff like, that's cute. What's cute? Like, what? No. Like, look at Zoo and August Alsina right now. Even I slid in Zoo's DMs. Nobody cares. Nobody's safe. I've made phone calls like, I see he follows you. What's he got? You know what I mean? Do your thing, TikTok. No, but seriously, like, look, we're messy. Like, we're messy. I'm not trying to break up your happy home, August. Y'all can have that until y'all break up. They're getting really spicy on social media. Did you see that?
Yeah,
he posted that little underwear picture. Did you see August? He said, unpack that thing. Broke all those women's hearts. Well, what about making them answer their phone on the first ring?
That's a lot. That's too much.
It's too many rules. Like,
that's a lot of rules.
I just feel like all of these rules are unnecessary. If you're in a committed relationship and you trust your partner, you don't need to go through their phone. You don't need to judge their friendship circle. And you don't need to, like, make them answer the phone on the first call. Like, if I trust you, if you break my trust, it's probably over. But I'm going to have trust in the beginning.
On the first ring, like, what are you, like, an emergency caller? Yeah. Like, you know, again, if you're that insecure, you should probably seek therapy. Now, are these things asking for too much? Absolutely. A social media user said that as she's gotten older, she approves of digging through your partner's phone. Take a look. The older I've gotten, the more I'm pro going through partner's phone. So many things have been revealed because people have wanted to lie. Just go through the phone. The privacy thing is a farce. I'm not sorry. You're not sorry. You're just insecure. Either way, I just think it's tacky.
Like, right? That's what you do with a child. Like, for your kids, they don't have room or space for privacy. Like, go through their drawers, check their phones, go through their social media. Your partner, come on, we're adults.
Let me give the audience some tea. I just learned that if your partner has a live video, a live photo of you, you know how those photos go live and it moves on their phone, they can unlock your password on your phone.
What?
iPhone, you know how you have to put in your...
Because of the face.
Oh, the face.
If you have a live photo on your phone, you could unlock your partner's phone with your phone.
Did you test it? Did it work?
They tested it and it opened.
I think we should do a test.
Yeah.
No, we shouldn't. This is horrible. Why did I just tell you? Do your thing, TikTok. Now, back to making your partner answer the phone on the first ring. Bambi, Lil Scrappy's ex-wife, has moved on with a new man, rapper Rayface. And the two have been inseparable since going public. In fact, they're so attached at the hip that Bambi joked about making her man sleep with his phone on his forehead to ensure that he answers it on the first ring. Take a look. First of all, Bambi, you and your man are cute together. Definitely gave me a killer thriller. I don't know what that sound was. Sleeping with your phone on your forehead is crazy. And just, I guess as you get older, going back to what the other lady said, I'm at a point now where, like, I'm not doing none of this weird shit. If it's hard, I don't want it. I mean, relationships are hard enough.
Hard.
But making your partner sleep with their phone on their forehead?
That's a lot.
Or screaming like that. I know that was okay, for like a joke, but I mean, she's joking, but there are people in relationships that act like that. Like, that toxic energy, I can't. I'll be like, ooh, nah.
Did I tell you guys a story about the Hinge dates?
Yes.
Did I say it on the show?
Yeah.
Okay. You go, I'm out. I can't because I don't want to entertain the energy. All right, well, don't snoop through Bae's phones, but what I do want all of you to do is go get a live photo of them and then try to unlock your phone and come back and tell us if it worked. Okay, goodbye. Well, Maya Angelou told you not to do this. Calling your elders by your first name might get you decked. Okay, is it disrespectful for a child to call an elder by their first name? In pretty much every culture, children are told to honor their elders, which is also just being mannerly and following God's commandments. Well, older generations are taught to refer to elders as Miss or Mister, but in today's times with TikTok and sexy red, hands on your knees, hands on your knees, kids are calling their parents or other elders bro, bruh, man, homie, and all types of other slang words. Now, do you view that as a parent just having a good relationship with your kid, or is it disrespectful? Well, I think it's sick. If your son, mom, is calling you bro, you clearly have done a poor job raising your child, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, too, because I'm like the younger generation now, like they'll call their girlfriend bruh. They're like, bruh. Like, that's so weird to me. Like, I don't understand it.
Well. Because it's easier to keep it consistent when your homie's banging you out for a fifth.
You know what?
I'm just saying, bruh. If you got a man, if you are a girl, a woman, and your man is calling you bruh, he just trying to keep it consistent because he don't want it to slip up. So if I call you bruh and I call him bruh, we all bruh.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of bruhs.
You can't slip up. Yep.
I'm telling you. Okay. You know I always get judged because of what I say. I be telling y'all what's going
drop
on.
Gems.
I be trying to tell y'all. Mm-hmm.
I just think it's weird, though. The bruh thing is weird, but this girl I went to church with, my friend, she would call her mom by her first name, she and her sister. That's so weird to me.
Like, yeah, that's weird.
To call your mom by her first name is so disrespectful.
Well, Blac Chyna, a.k.a. Angela White's daughter, Dream Kardashian, was recently on Instagram Live referring to her grandma, Tokyo Toni, by her first name. Look a little Dream.
Tokyo Toni goes on here, cut it off.
She's calling Tokyo Toni by her name because she hears Chris talking about her all day long. That Tokyo Toni, that Tokyo Toni, right?
Or and her mama.
No, Angela and her get along now. Now, well. I think. Well, Rick Ross's baby mama, Tia Kemp, had an issue with Dream's commentary. Look what she had to say.
See why that little girl said,
yeah, my if Tokyo come on here, turn it off.
My grandbaby, first of all, my grandchildren say grandma. My granddaughter, I ain't never heard her say Tia. Brielle don't say no Tia. And little DeAndre can't talk yet, so I know he gonna be saying, yeah, mom. Well, I'll be up in his face, yeah, this yeah, mom, boy. How about your grandchild? Don't never say no. Child, y'all gotta get it together, bro. This is crazy. They out here, they had disrespectful children, disrespecting them, they grandchildren. I don't got them kind of problems. I drop bows on motherfuckers, boy. I don't give a fuck how old you is, how big you is. And I don't have to. My children, they weren't raised like that, man.
Meanwhile, Toni says she had no issue with her grandbaby's commentary. Look.
Dream Kardashian did not disrespect her grandmother. She treated it as the fuck she should. It's social media. It's not personable. Grandma, that's making it real personal, real cuddly. No, don't get Tokyo over here. Cut it off, because grandma gonna fuss about me being around this stove. Once again, Dream calls me grandma. She does not call me Toni, Tokyo, or Shalana. She can refer my name to any bitch on the internet. That's my motherfucking name. Let's get it clear on who she's talking about. Clear. It ain't but motherfucking one. Ain't no more Tokyo Tonis. None. Nowhere with that name. It's a 6 billion motherfuckers on earth. They don't have that name. I don't mind anybody saying that name when they're referring me to someone. Isn't that what they're supposed to say? Oh, if my grandma come on in, then it's kind of personable. She know her grandmother look out for motherfuckers. She know all that. Very intelligent. Beautiful and all.
I still never understand why you guys talk to the camera like about your personal business. I don't really do that. I've never been. Should I be doing that? Should I?
With a Snapchat, maybe.
Not about your family like that, though.
The personal stuff, no.
Yeah.
But they like the just little.
Yeah, they like.
But why do people do that?
Because they feel like they're inside the house with you.
It feels like you're on FaceTime. It's like, intimate. Okay.
But why do they care about people that don't care about them? Like, why do they care about. Why do they invite people
it's
into.
It's the mignon. They get paid.
Oh, everyone wants to be involved in their favorite celebrity's intimate life. They're sitting at the table smoking a blunt with Tokyo.
But you know Dream was looking over and China was like.
Listen, enough of it, bruh. Stop. That's it. This has been a great show. If there's show topics that you have that you want us to talk about on the Topical Show, just email us at info@hollywoodunlocked.com. Keep it real simple. Until then, just follow us everywhere. We're out. Peace.
The Jason Lee Podcast.